So moving on to Sears Force. So this is one of the two studies, or studies reports that we're working on right now that will eventually lead to a contract award that, that I wanted to mention in the slides, mainly because these will eventually go out to public review and of course our agency, coordination. But, so Craig, I'll let you talk about Sears Port. And, I will mention that, you know, I don't know if Craig is going to do this, but introducing Miranda Cashman and Pat McNamara as our two new navigation PMs, they're going to be taking over, well, Pat will be taking over Searsport for Craig, and Miranda will be taking over Union River, which I'll talk about next. But yeah, I'll let Craig talk about Searsport and where it's at right now.
Sure. Thanks, Jen. Good morning, folks. Just to give you an update on Searsport. So the last time we talked, the Corps sort of had identified a CADSEL as its preferred alternative, although, you know, we're still going through the NEPA process. We have evaluated other sites, including a site upland at the Searsport terminal. But what's different from the last time we spoke is we got news relative to the offshore wind terminal that might be at the port there or on Sears Island. At that time, there was no decision made. So you can see in the lower left-hand corner, the Corps had identified a CADSEL location for the material in the northwest corner. That sort of middle picture is where the material is. It's about 30,000 cubic yards, but we had to sort of go back and investigate another potential CADSEL location because within the print of the offshore terminal if it was going to be placed at Mack Point. So we awarded a contract in the wintertime, and we collected the data as soon as the weather allowed this spring. We have all those results back. And both locations are capable of having a CADSEL. And so we are now going to be working with the state of Maine about, you know, the locations, essentially which location is best to potentially place the CADSEL. The other one that's not highlighted here is sort of it's an project CADSEL location, which we would dig deeper than the current authorized depth of the CADSEL. And again, that is also a possibility. So we're going through what's called a preliminary assessment process for the dredge material management program to determine which of those locations is best. We're expecting to have a draft NEPA document out this fall to get, you know, stakeholder input and start the permitting process to be able to dredge the project. I think that's all. Is there any questions?
Where roughly is the geographic location of the second site that's being considered?
Jen has her, it's right, it's just south of where that Jen's cursor is. Okay. Yeah, it's almost
like here?
Yeah, like right in that location. It's sort of dead center.
It's in the Federal Navigation Channel?
It is. It's within the Federal Navigation Channel. There's a rock, bedrock around the channel, but we have some free space within the channel. And so essentially the idea would be we understand that there in the past has been an interest in deepening the project. We want to make sure that we do not dig an area that we have to further, you know, later at some point potentially dig up. So we'd sort of countersink it, you know, a number of feet below the authorized depth of the channel. So that would be avoided in the future if needed.
So the current authorized depth is 35 feet, but would the CADSEL be configured such that that authorized depth could go deeper in the future?
Correct.
By how much?
5 feet.
Okay, thank you.
And obviously the one that's, you know, northwest of the channel that you see at the bottom lower left, that would be just at, you know, would have a cap and, you know, that kind of stuff, but it would be at grade. It would not be countersunk.
Are there any other questions? No.
Okay. I'm sorry, this is Ivy. I actually have a question about Searsport. Sorry.
That's okay.
Location of that CAD cell, I know that right now the preferred offshore wind terminal is out on the island, but this that there was a second site that was being considered. Does the location of this CAD cell eliminate the potential for that second site to be considered? And Jill
no,
Howell is on the call. And... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, we actually investigated a second site for that very purpose. It was to not, we didn't want to go in and build a CAD cell and then prevent the state from developing Mack Point Terminal as an offshore wind site. So that really was the purpose of going and finding another site, in this case, an in-channel site, so that, you know, there wasn't a potential for the Corps' CAD cell to prevent any kind of development.
Okay, thank you very much.
I don't want to further confuse things here, but I'm sort of curious as to the timing for the maintenance dredge at Searsport.
Yeah,
did I miss
so
that?
You didn't miss that. You know, we just got the results of the borings back at the end of July, and we also did a sampling event second at site with Harbor, because it's an area where there is no, you know, maintenance material to be removed. But so we're going through the process of the preliminary assessment NEPA process, and so that's, you know, we don't have a firm schedule at this point. But it's looking more like 2026 as the timing of the dredge. And that's all dependent upon, because this is a CAD cell, it's a cost share with the non-federal sponsor, which in this case is this state of Maine. And so that process takes some time to develop. So it would be a very hastened pace to try and get it done by next, you know, October of 2025, or November, excuse me, November of 2025. So, you know, we're probably expecting the dredge in November of 2026.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the reason I ask is Maine DOT has been putting out some sort of preliminary feelers on work that they might need to do if the, you know, wind turbine facility ends up on the island. That would include the need to move a significant quantity of dredge material, but they may be reusing it for a purpose related to that project. I think that's just hypothetical at this point, but I'm asking because I'm wondering if there might be a way to accommodate these 30,000 cubic yards into that project. So I just thought I would ask.
That's a great idea. An idea to collaborate and use that material in a beneficial way, you know, as long as it meets the water quality requirements of the state of Maine, I think the Corps would be interested in further discussing that.
Okay, please drop this in the rumor and hearsay category right now. It's far from confirmed, but I just had been having this other discussion, and I thought I would just sort of check. That's helpful. Would you be the appropriate contact person, Craig, or would that be you, Jen?
Go ahead.
Yeah, project is going to be switching from me to Pat, so maybe Jen and myself at the moment.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, as I learn more about this, if it looked like it's something that's going to move forward, I'll make it a point to check in with you guys again and see if this might fit that. So, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Grumble.
Okay, moving on to Union River. So Miranda and I will actually be up there, and Pat as well this week.